open a cold one, kick back, and enjoy a week's worth of conversation from pop culture, sports, breaking news, and everything in between. Welcome to the Pine Room Podcast. At the beginning of the podcast each week, everyone on the show rolls a 20-sided die. The person who rolls the lowest number then becomes the moderator for that week's show, and it's their job to move the conversation along and switch from various topics or questions that can be found on the moderator's cheat sheet or custom ones they've brought in themselves. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to discuss, send us an email to contact@thepineroompodcast.com. Well, that's enough of that. Let's get into the show. You're listening to the Pine Room Podcast. We're the Pine Room Podcast, and we're talking about Game of Thrones. Well, House of the Dragon, Game of Thrones. Welcome into episode 118 or 119.
That's a great. We got to start. Season two has to be coming up soon, right?
Well, we could have done a season two.
Has to be coming.
We could have done season two at episode 100, but we kind of passed that up. So
now we got to wait for 365 days.
Yeah. So we'll wait and then move on to season two. Anyway, myself, I guess I'll just be the moderator. Does anybody else want to be the moderator?
Go for
it's
it.
All you. All
right. I'll be the moderator for today. We didn't. I got actually, Hannah, for my birthday, got me a brand new dice organizer kit. So I'll bring it down here and we can roll some dice again. But pretend we rolled dice and I won.
How does 26 feel?
No different than 25 or 24.
You don't feel old yet?
No.
You won't feel anything different until probably 40.
I mean, other than all the health issues I have, then, I mean.
Jesus, if you got those at 26, Christ. By the time you hit 35, we might be going to the cemetery to podcast with you. Hopefully not.
You're pushing 30, Jub.
Yeah.
How's that feel?
You're getting old, dude.
Well,
Coley's an unlucky 27.
You're older than me.
Well, I'm still 26.
I know. You could have been
We've been pushing 30 since 25.
You could have been in our class, technically, know, right? You would have just been young.
Yeah, I always get on my
mom.
Wait.
No. He would have been young for our class.
I would have been young, probably, but I would really have been in your...
You were old for your class.
Yeah.
Because you got
Wouldn't he just be just right?
No. They're like in that Goldie weird Locks. Age because they're in the middle of the
summer.
Yeah,
summer's tough because usually the cutoff would get up to August.
Yeah, you were probably one of the first ones in your class to turn 16.
I was the oldest in our class. Aside from like kids that got held back.
Up or down? I would stay where you
up for sure.
Well, technically,
like, not even close. If you could have taken my a finger off, I would have went up.
Technically, wow. Jarrett was the oldest in your class, right?
Yeah, by a little bit. Yeah.
By what?
By 1 minute.
By a smidge.
Is it normal for twins to be born within a minute?
I think that's pretty quick, but we were C-section, yeah. So
it wasn't like natural.
They just opened and pulled
ripped
one
us out. Yeah.
So wow. Jarrett was the first one they grabbed.
Like a cornucopia, yeah.
Jarrett tried to kill him inside.
Yeah.
Didn't he wrap?
Technically, my mom says my own was wrapped around my head, so he tried to choke me with mine.
That's legendary.
He was going to do Jeffrey Epstein. He was going to make it look like a suicide when it really wasn't.
He was trying to make it look like you did it. Wow.
Yeah, we were in a brawl to the end. Yeah, and I shoved him out. And then the light came.
So did they have to save you, like, quickly?
No, I mean, I wasn't, like, dying. But, well, I could have been. But I always say everything on my right side is different size than everything on my left. But I think everybody's like that. Like, my right nostril is smaller than my left nostril.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people are like that.
But your right nut.
Everybody's got a different one.
Yeah, I think those aren't.
Mine are
those
the left
similar.
Is always those supposed aren't. To hang lower than the right.
Yeah, I think that's normal. Yeah,
mine are
that's...
both pretty similar, but they're both small. So, like, I think that's why. I think
I'm glad everybody gets to enjoy that. Mom, you now know the size of Soup's coins.
Hey, I heard somebody call House of Dragon Hot D.
Hot D, yeah.
Did you know they call
it
Hot
D? Again, there goes back a few episodes ago. What the fuck is that?
I've never used the acronym except for. Because Game of Thrones, I never called GOT.
No.
Never called
House of the Dragon.
Breaking
D.
Bad is never BB.
Yeah, I never called it that either.
So, how are they phrasing it again?
Hot D.
Hot D.
And that's just the acronym, House of the Dragon. Hot D.
Hot D.
Also, guess what Sammy taught me? Do you know the dragons in Game of Thrones aren't dragons? They're called Wyverns.
Well, they're different species.
Okay. Yeah.
I think those.
Wait, come on, Jub. You probably know this, right?
A dragon technically has four legs,
yes,
and then the wings are on its back, and they're a separate appendage.
Correct.
A wyvern or a wyvern
are... Yeah, they're not wyverns.
What, in Game of Thrones?
The ones that we're seeing, I think, are dragons.
No,
they're
not.
It depends on who you classify them through. Through George R. R. Martin, they're dragons, but through Wizards of the Coast, who
through
does
the
games,
real dragons.
Yeah, through or through like history's sake, those would be
Chinese dragons.
Wyverns because
oh,
they
but they're dragons because George R. R. Martin weren't a whole different
thing. He's labeling them as dragons.
Okay, they have so those dragons. In the show. We just haven't seen them.
Hey,
oh, really?
Yeah.
One thing that I'll ask you guys, and it won't spoil anything for you, I don't think. What? There was a lion in the last episode.
Yeah.
What was that?
I was confused.
Like, you don't see a lot of, I mean,
Stark?
Obviously they have horses that are the same and stuff.
Starks were affiliated with lions.
No, that would have been the, wolves. No, that was Tyrion's family was
Lannister
lions.
Lion.
Yeah. So I think that was probably they marched that thing into battle. Weren't they going to see one
the
of
guy was like throwing meat.
Weren't they
going
to want to go see the Lannister guy?
No, well, the Lannister that's at court
right.
has a twin brother,
right.
and that he
but
was
that's
lead.
Who they were visiting when we saw the lion.
They were visiting the Lannister army was
right.
marching on one of the keeps that was of the Rivermen.
So, but the lion was with them, right? Or
the
no?
Lannister army. That
okay.
was the Lannister.
Because I was
army.
Saying, I was like, what? Because like, I never
feeding
seen.
It meat.
Yeah, it was all bleeding, bloody. And
back
stuff.
To Game of Thrones. Was Tyrion a top three character for you guys?
I would say so,
dude.
Yeah.
Is that the dwarf or is that the grandpa?
He was the
Tywin's. Tywin's. All right,
go around him. Let's get your top three.
If you're interested in Game of Thrones, you can see now what the topics are. So if you're not, then just move on to the next.
Can
part.
I go first?
Yeah. If you're not, then where the hell have you been?
Yeah, get out of your rock. Yeah. Go ahead, Soup.
I'm gonna go Arya. Mm. Arya, Jon Snow, Tyrion.
Okay,
dude. That Arya is
that's
a
strong.
Badass.
She's my number
she
one.
She was awesome.
Matt. So I go Arya, Tyrion, and off the grid a little bit, Beric Dondarrion.
I love Beric Dondarrion.
He's in my top three. I loved him.
Yeah.
Plenty of good candidates, though.
Yeah.
Because the Hound is tough to not get in the
awesome,
top five.
Man. The Hound is so cool.
You guys are leaving off the two best guys in
and
the
I love
show.
Jon Snow, too. But
Robb Stark. Absolute
yeah, legend.
Legend. He's a good one. I agree.
The King in the North. And then the Viper, Oberyn Martell.
He would have been in there, too.
Dude.
I was considering
he
him.
Was sick.
He wasn't in long enough, though.
He
for
was,
him.
Yeah.
But I liked him a
he
lot.
Such a cool
terrible character. Way to go down. Talk about the worst death in the whole show, in my
his
opinion.
Fight scene was awesome. I think he's the best
was.
Fighter.
It's depressing at the end.
And then for my third one, I'd have to go with the Hound.
Mine is Sandor Clegane, the Hound, his number one for sure. I think his whole from beginning to end, I loved following him the whole way.
Wait, Job, pause your list. Who's hold the door scene?
Hodor.
No, who was in that with him?
Well, Bran was
Bran.
In it.
Okay,
and
that's
then the
right.
girl,
and then
that,
the other girls,
okay,
the
okay, go ahead.
Nameless girl,
the girl and her brother maybe.
I would say him is number one. Then. I'd probably have to say I really like Ned Stark, but we didn't see a lot of him.
Yeah.
But I would say Ned Stark, and then again we didn't see a lot of him. But I've been watching clips of like season one. I really liked Robert Baratheon.
Yeah,
he was
great. Cool, yeah. Was
but
really cool.
I would say those are my three. Just in general,
wait,
my favorite.
So do you like Robert Baratheon in the show, or do you like the thought of him as he was younger?
I liked him in the show, but just knowing what he could do, I feel like I really...
Because I feel like in the show, he's just a fat SOB.
Which I feel like that's what I would be.
Where are we at with Daenerys?
Oh, she's awesome.
She was awesome, too. She was very good. Probably went
I
down
take
a little bit to
I
the
take
end.
I take back. I'm moving. I'm
okay,
rearranging what I
that,
said.
Sorry.
The Hound, then I would have put Jorah Mormont, and I would have put, Sir Barristan Selmy.
Okay.
Hey, what was Arya's trainer's name when she went in the Faceless Man? Do you remember that? He was a beast, too, dude. I can't remember his name.
There's so many random ass names. The names are confusing.
He was, I can't believe
that
I can't
scene,
remember his name.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
I'll get it. It's a two name.
It's a kind of
yeah,
unique.
It's
very
unique.
That scene is sick when she's getting chased by the girl, and she goes in there.
The
and,
waif.
And she chops the light off the candle so she can
like
fight in the dark.
Because I've looked that actor up, too, and it always has that as his number one name. I can't believe I can't remember that. But all good lists, guys. Those are strong. I mean, it's so hard to pick. That show had so many, the vast run of characters, all of which just, they really did a great job with the casting.
And I might even sub out, Barristan Selmy wasn't in it enough,
yeah,
so
that's,
I would probably
yeah.
take him out of
he
there.
Get like an
arm. I would really fight for Samwise Tarly.
Jochen Hager.
That's it, yeah.
What a beast.
Samwise Tarly. Samwise. Sam.
No.
Sam
Tarly was good.
What was his first
Samwell?
Name? No, it's Sam.
Yeah.
Samwell.
Samwell. Yeah. Samwell. Not Samuel. Samwell.
I said Samwise. That's Gamgee from Lord of the Rings. Samwell Tarly was one of my favorites.
What about your guys? Who's your most three hated? Number one is the one you hate the most.
I keep thinking of good characters. Olenna Tyrell was awesome.
She was great.
Yeah, she was great.
But worst, probably Cersei, just because she was a bitch the whole time.
Joffrey was
fantastic.
Wait, so you guys go Joffrey or Ramsay?
But Ramsay's unreal. But Matt, that's the thing about like the characters we dislike. We dislike
right.
because they're such good characters.
Wait, I'm not talking about most evil. The one that you dislike the most. Because I know I have one that's not probably a little bit off. But what do you guys think?
Oh, that one, the Liza Aaron was a bitch. I hated her,
ooh,
too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah, she was terrible.
See, Ramsay was evil, but I liked his character. I thought he was awesome.
That was an incredible casting job. Yeah. I mean, and Joffrey, too. I mean, just amazing.
But that's his face.
Oh, I know. I loved him when he died. It was so great. Yeah. My worst hated person on the entire show, and I never liked him from the very beginning at all, Theon Greyjoy.
Oh,
I couldn't stand him. Reek. I didn't even feel sorry for him it by the time he was Reek because he annoyed me so much.
I think he deserved.
He did to a degree. He did.
Seeing him get tortured made me happy because that one. What was the one guy? He was Ned Stark's like advisor. He had the beard that was like that, the down to his braid. He cut his head off.
Yeah.
He took Winterfell. He
turned on the people that helped him his whole life.
Like that took him in.
Yeah, he's a nobody.
What about Catelyn Stark for how she treated Jon Snow?
But in her defense, she didn't know. But I mean, she was not nice to him, no doubt. I didn't hate
get
what you're saying.
I would hate, but the way that Cersei played Littlefinger towards the end,
was great.
She manipulating him. She was seriously getting under my skin.
Jaime Lannister had a good arc too. He had a good.
Yeah, he did. He like dislikable and then likable.
I don't like how he ended though. Brianna Tarth was too good to him.
Yeah, she was awesome.
That wasn't their best job right in there.
Who's the redhead guy that loved though?
Tormund.
Tormund. Dude, Giants. Tormund. He was a good one.
Tormund and Ygritte. I was just looking them up. Those are two of my underrated
characters.
Ygritte
was a good
one. Do you know
one?
That Jon Snow, Kit Harington, married her? In real life,
are they still married?
Yeah,
Rose
Leslie
had
all of the cast members.
No
like,
way.
The
one, like
they were
everybody.
Multiple,
yeah.
multiple of them were his best men.
Yeah,
like, wow, yeah.
It's cool.
Is Ygritte? They're both not American, right?
No, the only the only main cast person that was American in the whole show was Peter Dinklage.
Yeah,
New Jersey.
I think I did.
The only
that.
One.
It's unbelievable.
Everybody else was from Europe.
Who else?
You know what Peter Dinklage is good
Australia.
In? That you guys have probably seen him in. Not is it Guardians of the Galaxy when Thor has to come?
Oh, he's the
dwarf. Turns into a giant.
Yeah, he's the dwarf.
Who else? I was thinking of some other
Endgame,
good characters.
Maybe?
Podrick Payne, he was good.
He was good.
I love Pod.
They all had good roles.
He had a hammer on him.
Yeah,
he
didn't have to pay.
They complimented that. What were your guys' thoughts on Sansa Stark?
She was
is
good.
Okay,
she
I liked her at the end when she got a little bit more like grown up.
I'll tell you who else is a good.
Oh,
hate.
That's who played Littlefinger. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
When she was manipulating him at the end.
He was a one to hate. He was one to hate.
Who was the worst villain?
Ooh.
Him, Cersei,
Joffrey.
Ramsay was the most brutal.
Yeah,
Joffrey, definitely. I've never been so happy the character suffered the way he did, like choking on his own bile, like that.
And old lady Tyrell did the job.
Yeah. When.
You know what I just realized?
A shocking scene.
In the first season when Daenerys' brother's sitting there with that.
Oh, he was an unlikable one.
Well, yeah, when he's sitting in that tub with that lady and she's like, tell me a story. And he's like, I can't tell you anything. And she said, well, I've heard stories of a blonde burning cities. Like, and
was he Viserys too?
He was Viserys.
He was Viserys.
And you think that she's talking about later in Game of Thrones when Daenerys does it, but she's talking about stories from House of Dragon that's happening right now.
Yeah.
Which is like crazy.
Yeah. There's a lot. George R. R. Martin, his world is super,
incredible.
Super complex.
And when they brought that stuff to life, I can't credit the people who picked those characters, the people who play them. I mean, they played everything. Everything. There wasn't one person that was miscast in that show. Mm-hmm. And you can't say that because there's plenty of good shows I'm sure you guys watched that where you're like, there's like one or two weak links.
The Mountain was he turned out like,
He was awesome.
The Hound going out with him at the end. Spoilers, if you haven't watched.
By now, the grace period's over. Yeah. You got House of the Dragon to watch. There's supposed to be a Jon Snow show coming out.
They canceled it.
They did.
Did they really cancel it?
Yeah, they did.
Why?
I just read that like 2 days ago. I couldn't believe it. They said they didn't see that anywhere. Well, that DB Wise and those two guys, D&D, they said they couldn't find a storyline that they were enthusiastic about writing.
Fuck them. They can find
something. I agree on something. I want to see if there's a show in a timeline, I want to see either way before it or way ahead, like the other direction. Like give me two different. I want to see something totally different.
So you're good
I love like House of the Dragon. To a degree, but I already know what's going to happen because of Game of Thrones. I already know what's going to happen. So, like, in knowing that the future is already written is kind of a bummer to me. So, like, seeing something that's after that. That's why I like the new Star Wars so much is because we didn't know what was going to happen. But I also...
You don't mean The Acolyte, Star Wars.
Heaven, no. but, like, something about not knowing... Like, not having a direction of what you're going to go, I love that, too. And I'll say this, too. I harbor a disdain for too much of the like, on South Park, the member berries, like, throwing old stuff into new stuff.
Yeah,
like,
they can do that too much.
They milk it a little bit too much in Marvel, and even towards the end of Star Wars, like, it got too, like...
Too much name.
Too much old stuff. Like, I want new. I want new at some point. But I think House of the Dragon, they've done really well with.
I think it's risky for those guys to try to do like before, like a prequel, because then you can risk like fucking like the Acolyte, how they pretty much just George the storyline for Star Wars. Like,
how did George Lucas ever sign off on that?
Jub, did you see how far does House of Dragon take us? Like
it depends. I mean, if you're talking about all the way up until one side wins, we're coming up close. But
just to put it in perspective, Rhaenyra's the great 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 grandmother of Daenerys.
Like only three generations away.
Four. Yeah. So,
four generations away.
So a couple hundred years, but.
But she isn't that long.
I think the casting for that has been phenomenal too.
Yeah, they've done pretty good.
I think Matt Smith and Emma Darcy and
she's superb.
I have a celebity crush on
Cole.
Sir Kristen. He's growing.
I hate him. I hope he dies.
I hate
him more
than
the two sons.
The reason we don't like him is because of how good of acting he is. He's upsetting everybody with some.
I'll tell you what,
if
you told me a villain of the whole franchise, he might be up there for me. I fucking hate that guy.
Kristen Cole?
I hate him.
Yeah, me too.
He's a fucking asshole.
And then the Allison.
She
annoys me. She always has that stupid fucking look on her face like she's ready to cry.
I think it was it was season two now when Aegon was sitting there and she's like, and he was asking his mom, Allison, like, what do you want me to do? And she said, just sit there and do nothing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my
God. I mean, that's all he needed to do.
She knows she messed up. And she knows. And after, again, spoiler alert, if you're watching this, I'll give you a little bit.
This is a little more
up to.
No, yeah, this is a big
spoiler. If you have not seen House of the Dragon up until recently, just, like, skip forward, 20 minutes, maybe. Not that. Five minutes.
She knows she messed up when she sat there with Rhaenyra.
When Rhaenyra told her it was not Aegon her son, it was Aegon the Conqueror.
Right.
She knew she messed up, and I think she knows she messed up now, and that's why, and especially as of recent things, I won't spoil this recent episode, but for recent things, like, she knows that she went down the wrong path.
Yeah.
And I don't blame Aemon One Eye. I don't blame him for being pissed at the kids, because those the Rhaenyra's kids bullied the shit out of him, like gave him a pig, made fun of him. I don't. Aegon's a dick. He's a dick.
He's a fun character,
but they casted him really well. Rhaenys was fantastic.
Yeah.
She was fantastic. I loved
awesome,
her.
Dude.
And then I think Rhaenyra.
The best.
Emma Darcy does so like fantastic. The way her emotions in that show,
she's incredible.
Fantastic.
She's one of the best actresses I've ever seen.
I can't believe it.
Cannot believe it either. It's an amazing job.
like some of those other Patty, who played Viserys, Patty Constantine, yeah. Fantastic. But yeah, if you haven't seen House of the Dragon or Game of Thrones,
what about the Clubfoot guy?
Oh, fuck him, oh, dude.
He's not very likable. You can tell he's conniving.
The Strongs, that's literally Littlefinger. The Strongs, yeah, you're right, were so cool. I loved both of those characters. The one guy, yeah, that was on court, and then what was it, Strong? The other Strong that got in a fight with Kristen Cole that had Rhaenyra as kids.
Mm-hmm. Tino, my cousin Tino and I were just talking about that. Where'd they send him? They shipped him
to Harrenhal. They took him to Harrenhal and burned him inside. They burned him inside of Harrenhal.
I didn't realize that. I thought they sent him to the north or something.
No. They just put him back because that's where the Strongs are supposed to be. And then
I'm confused because they keep saying they don't have a land army, but I thought the Greybeards from the north are supposed to come fight for them.
Well, that northern army is supposed to be mobilizing, but I don't know.
Is that just not happening anymore?
I guess
that's what I've been confused
we'll
about.
See.
It's but a large continent.
We got to get Damon out of here. Yeah, if I see him losing his shit one more time, I'm going to stop watching because he's the coolest character in the show.
You know what it is? It's like they couldn't finalize his contract for season two, and if they were negotiating like how many lines he would get, and they had to figure out how to give him a
to stick him somewhere, yeah, stick like him a somewhere. Placeholder. You're right. That's a good point.
There was like a video of. It was like a picture of Harrenhal, and then it was like a dog with a collar on it, and it was like barking in the front yard, and it was saying like Caraxes while Damon is tweaking inside of Harrenhal.
Yeah, I saw that.
But yeah, if you haven't seen it, you're missing out. You seriously are missing out. I know people talk about it, and like people don't like mainstream shows sometimes. You're really, really missing out. These people, other than maybe season 8 of Game of Thrones, which I'm mixed on these days, but it's prime.
Remember how dark,
cinema.
Remember how dark it was in the one episode.
Oh. I thought it was great. There were some things that I would have changed, but mean,
no doubt. But it's hard to get a show like that perfect. Exactly.
They didn't have the books done. What are they supposed to do? They can't delay it until old man Whitebeard.
I mean, it could have been better though, but it was still good enough.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's not as bad as everyone makes it out to be, no matter what. You got to find some harmony and some.
I just wish, my one big thing that I wish would have happened was we see the Night King actually fight.
Yeah.
That was my only disappointment. But I did, I mean, having Arya do it was great.
Yeah. That scene was sick. She was caught, her hand just dropped it and caught him.
What don't you guys think it's, I envy people who haven't watched Game of Thrones and House of the Dragon.
You get to watch it for the
because
first
they
time.
Could just go in right now and they just go on a massive binge
for days, for like, days,
and
think
about all how
I
think
about
great episodes. And I mean, I've watched Game of Thrones fully through probably three times, and I'll do it again sometime for sure.
I knew that game was gonna there. That movie was gonna be Jesus movie show. Jesus, I knew that show was gonna be strong. At the end of season one, when they
sick scene
when his head got lopped off,
and like, she's and who's in the crowd? Was it Arya in
Song's
the crowd?
Up too.
Arya.
That dude took her away.
Do you guys have any other shows that you wish you could just wipe your memory?
Breaking Bad for the first time was sick.
I watched Breaking Bad with you.
I couldn't watch that one again.
I don't.
Yeah,
good, but great characters to a point, but some of them annoy me so much I couldn't wait.
Cooley
to get
hates
it over.
This.
And worst character ever in history was Schuyler White. I fucking hated her.
Bitch.
Miserable. And a bad actress, too. There's a show that got it wrong with the actress. Yeah. She's terrible.
When she gave that money away and he went nuts underneath
the
house.
Guy's trying his ass off and she's just miserable.
There's a scene, though, in Breaking Bad that is like one of my favorite ever when he's in the back of that school bus and the cop knows that he's there and he calls the cop and fakes that his wife's in the hospital to get away. That's insane.
I would say that show, I enjoyed that. I probably wouldn't watch it again.
Is it a top 5 or a top 10 to you? Or even that?
Probably neither.
Yeah, I would say.
I'd say close neither. Top 10. Close.
Yeah, I would give it
close.
That.
Cooley hates that. You
dragged on too long. Didn't you guys think a little? Yeah. It kept getting out of it.
Like, how long can he sit there and sell drugs for before
I will
and
say,
Jesse Pinkman had a breakdown like every third episode. Like, and I like that guy played it awesome. He was really good. But
that world of crime and drugs, that stresses me out a lot, man. Like, we watched, if you haven't seen it yet on Netflix, it's called Your Honor. It's with Bryan Cranston.
Really,
he's fantastic. It just, and it's not near as dark as any other show, but it just shows you how once you start down a path, it splinters off in a thousand different ways that you got to try to wrangle in. But yeah, that one's a good one.
Very good show.
There are several shows that I would rewind.
I love Money Heist, but you always say that you hate the bank, can't like in the robbing.
It's so predictable. Though.
It got too predictable. That's how you can kind of tell a good show to me. If you can predict the outcomes, then it's
every bank robbing show is the same shit. They fucking go in, they come up like a whole group. It's like, oh, this guy can do this. He's the driver.
Specialist.
He's the brain. Then they go in, they get the money, they get out, and they die or they get out.
Or there's an issue. There's one issue, and they're gonna they can't.
And you can see the
it's
issue.
It's coming down to the wire, and they can't get a door open, or then finally they slip out.
Or the explosives won't work at the right spot.
Yeah.
And that also dragged on too long. They could have made that into like a 2-hour movie. It would have been decent, but it was long.
What about when they have to cut the wire? And it's like, oh god, I got
red
know,
or blue, red or blue.
And then going into everybody's individual character story, it just took forever.
Yeah, I would say here's another. I have a question for people that watch modern day sitcoms. I have no like. And I yell at Nick for this. Young Sheldon, have you ever?
Can't watch.
I family like listen. That. Listen to me. I would rather watch that fan oscillate for 4 hours than sit and watch Young Sheldon. Young Sheldon, Modern Family. Big Bang Theory.
Wait, does oscillate mean to spin?
Yes. Big Bang Theory. I watched a little bit because I was younger, but like as an adult, I would never sit down and watch a sitcom.
What about Friends?
Oh. What a waste of life.
I can't fucking stand Friends.
I can't believe that show was good.
I think Friends could be funny. I think Friends could be funny. But what cheapens the show is some dude drops ice on the floor and the whole crowd just goes nuts like it's the funniest thing ever.
Where are you guys at with The Office?
Fantastic.
Oh, that's a great show. That's really well written.
Genius.
I've never watched it. Every time I turn it on, I laugh.
Yeah, that's one. You don't even need to watch that one straight through. You can just catch them episode by episode.
That episode when The Office catches on fire.
Rick Gervais.
Do they throw a cat through the ceiling or like someone falls through the ceiling or something?
She goes, Oscar climbs into the ceiling above accounting and Angela says, take Bandit. And well, she tried to climb up and Oscar says, you too heavy. And she goes, take Bandit, throws him up into the ceiling, and then he goes a little further and comes down through the drops. But the genius writing. Stephen Merchant and Ricky Gervais were genius with that show, and it faded out after season 7. But
writing makes it all.
Man, it was good. And my dad's watching it now. We always watch it during dinner, but that's a fantastic show.
It's always on
show.
Comedy Central, usually around dinner time.
It's so good. My sense of humor, though, is I would like to say my sense of humor is advanced because not a lot of things make me laugh. Like, there has to be a very specific, like, I have a very narrow lane of things.
What comedians do you like?
Comedians are rough for me. I really will not sit and watch a comedy show because I don't think a practice act ever really makes me laugh.
Really?
It just doesn't really get me. I'd say the last one that I thought was funny was Shane Gillis did a really good one. I used to like George Carlin had a good
Carlin's
one.
Carlin's awesome.
John Panette had a good one when I was younger. He passed away when I was in like sophomore year, but I have a very narrow lane of things that make me laugh and I can't.
What about like Segura and them?
I think they're funny off of comedy. Okay. Like I think them on their podcast is way more funny than they are when they practice shit on stage.
Some guys and girls aren't that good at the delivery and like Jubb said, it's scripted. It's not funny. You can tell what's gonna.
Yeah,
Theo Bond's like that. His comedy stand up is kind of just okay, but if you listen to his podcast, he'll make
it's,
you laugh.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
and just I don't know. It's my.
Don't you find yourself feel like a waste of time if you're watching a comedy TV show?
Ugh.
Like the only two comedy TV shows that I've ever enjoyed, probably in my whole life, were Seinfeld and The Office.
Yeah, like, I never watched
because of the writing. Just because of the writing, I know you hate the laugh track on that.
Yeah,
but the writing was so good. The show was awesome, but it's hard to find. I agree with you. Those silly shows.
Movies now, comedy movies are rough for me.
Them.
Real rough for me.
They don't make them like they used to.
Not Dumb and Dumber out there anymore.
Like
no, old school.
Like
Step
old Seth Rogen movies and like where his writing was really good. I really enjoyed those. Like Superbad and.
Were you an old school fan, Jeff, with Will Ferrell and them?
I watched it a long time ago. It's probably not in my top movies, but it's
I'm not a Will Ferrell guy at all.
I used to be not any. I like his his prime movies I really enjoyed, but some of the other
stuff.
Can
you remember like old Ron school Burgundy. Enough, though, like to like remember scenes from it?
There's some stuff we can't say on here.
They were at the end of the movie, uncensored. They're trying to get their fraternity back, and they have to do the gymnastics to be sports since they're a fraternity. And there's a real big heavy set dude, and he has to do the, what's the thing in the Olympics where you jump, you run, you jump, and then you spin in the air and land? It's like,
it's like he hits a trampoline.
He hits a trampoline and then spins. Well, anyway, it's a heavy set dude, and the guy's like, it's gravity, it won't work. And the guy says, don't worry, Abdul's down there, he'll catch you.
He's like a skinny little Indian dude.
Yeah, skinny little dude waving to him at the other end.
I think. Do you like dark comedies at all?
I mean, I would lean that way over anything else. There's just complete
so,
silly
I'll
stupidness.
Get you a list here of dark comedies. So, like,
I feel like I don't really know any.
Yeah, I don't know what would be dark. Like,
yeah. So, let me see.
Is like Zombie Land
like Inglourious Bastards? You ever see that movie?
Yeah, I like
that's pretty good.
Like. Django is technically a comedy because
there's really funny
there's funny parts in there, but it's like Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh yeah, that's good.
But that don't really strike me as comedy, though.
But there's some funny shit in that.
Yeah. But like it doesn't affect.
When
the
he chokes
purpose.
Him with a phone cord in the kitchen.
That's not
awesome.
Even. I don't even think that's the funniest part in that movie.
He chokes on the phone cord, and then he chokes on a pinwheel, on a ham pinwheel.
Yeah.
Like a comedy to me is like Blade of Glory. Or
well, yeah, that's a different type of comedy.
That just feels more, I don't know. Doesn't feel like a comedy to me.
This is the End. You ever see that? Where it's the end of the world, and it's like, oh, shit. Danny,
Treviso?
No.
Oh, like the world's ending, and they're all.
It's
like,
all comedians in a house.
Apocalypse.
Yeah.
That movie's hilarious.
Anyway, movie talk. If you got favorite movies, I know no one ever does, but if you want to email us some of your favorite movies.
Give me a show for God's sake.
Give us
people.
Something. Good Lord.
I watched Three Body Problem because you guys were talking about
what'd
it.
What'd you like it?
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it's good.
It was so good. I can't wait for the next season.
We talk about this all the time. I like when things are not. I like super real, like unrealistic, futuristic stuff, but I also like fringe stuff where it could show
real.
You what could
yeah,
happen.
Yeah, yeah, that's one of those.
Because that wow signal, you know about what she found, when she was sitting and she saw that thing going like in that radio tower.
Yeah.
There's a scene in there where there's a piece of paper and it says wow on it with an exclamation point and it has digits next to it. That's a real signal that was there's a radio transmission called the wow signal that was picked up back.
Oh,
in,
yeah, they talk about it in the show.
Yes.
In Ohio State.
Yes. Yep. And that is a real signal that happened. And that to me is like one step away from being that.
No, well, massive spoiler here if you want to watch Three Body Problem. Go watch it.
5 minutes.
But this is a massive spoiler, so don't listen to this. Them at the end, like saying that the extraterrestrial people, what they call them?
Boy,
I can't remember.
Anyway, they send the message to them and say, listen, we're like scared of you because you're going to figure this out faster than we can figure it out. Right. So we have to take care of
it. That's why they send those things to disrupt everybody.
Yes. Those little balls that can hear and see everything.
Yeah. Because they know that the exponential growth of human evolution.
Of our civilization. Yes.
It's been like 5,000 years since
then they give those three people the ability that they have to figure out a plan, but they can't talk about it. Like they have to keep the plan in their brains.
I love original stuff. I really love original things that are new, and those are all books too. So I might read those in the future. But
couple of Game of Thrones characters in that show.
Yeah,
too.
I didn't know that.
Sam and
I saw Tom.
What was the other?
The Onion Knight.
I liked him too. He's a good Davos.
Davos
Seaworth. Yeah. He was good.
God, he was a good character.
A very good character.
Good Lord.
And you killed her.
Watch Game of Thrones. My God. If you haven't watched it yet, my Lord, your brother and your dad.
I don't know.
But honestly, here's the thing about Game of Thrones. Like, a lot of the stuff is like a medieval setting, so it's not like so unrealistic.
No.
Like, there's a lot of things there that are like a real life thing.
He likes guns and shooting.
Right. And a cop and a guy trying to figure out a murder.
Aaron Rodgers was just on Pardon My Take, and he just got back from Egypt. And he was saying how incredibly fascinating it was that those things, that the pyramids they had to build weighed anywhere between like 2 to 50 tons.
Yeah, per stone, too.
And they traveled with these things miles, and it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't. And the fact that they're on, there's another topic for you, but Jubb's the moderator. But
no,
I was north, south, east, west, exactly. It's impossible to build those.
And
no possible way without help from above.
The chambers that they had for all the kings and queens, they've never found a body.
Right.
Like, where did everybody go?
There's a lot of trap doors. So, there's a lot of mysteries.
It's a great segue because I was going to bring it up. I told you about this, and I think you were in the room when I told you about this. On the news, they reported, I think it was last week or a month ago maybe, that they reported that they found that scientists supposedly have found or taken pictures of these suns that are surrounded by what are called Dyson spheres. Now, I haven't looked up too much information about what these possibly could be, but what that could classify as is alien structures that are harnessing the energy of the sun, which classifies them is a classification 3 society, which means that they are now harvesting power directly from another body of their solar system, which puts them incredibly more advanced than we were. Can you imagine? You know, we collect sun on a solar basis, like, you know, as much as we can, but can you imagine if you encapsulated the entire energy of the sun?
Right.
You would harness exponentially more power than
you could literally
could ever
do
imagine.
Anything you wanted.
Yeah. So then after
we
that,
we had to rely on coal and shit.
Yeah. After that,
they don't.
After that, civilization is called a 4 civilization, and that is being able to harness every sun within your galaxy. So that's a type 4, and that's just you can't even fathom how much you could do with that amount of power or what that would even look like. But these superstructures that are supposed to be in space. We're talking about the conspiracy theories about the pyramids.
Wait,
hold
there a second. Why do they think the Dyson sphere is a direct correlation to this being a civilization 3?
Well, it's a superstructure around the sun.
Man-made?
And it's a Russian.
You want to call him man?
Yeah, it's a Russian astronomer or a scientist or something came up with a scale for civilization. So 1, 2, 3, and 4. 1 is a basic civilization that can't harness even the power from your own planet. I could be wrong on that. I could be a step forward or backward.
We're like a negative 1.
So we're 2, which means we're harnessing the power of the planet, which is thermal, water, heat,
all the natural resources,
solar, like everything from the planet. So we're talking about conspiracy theories and stuff like that with the pyramids and the planet, stuff like that.
Dessert is an essential part to a quality life, and quality desserts make life all the more better. Had a long day at work and you need something sweet? Maybe you're out late and you need the perfect snack to cap off your evening. Or you're just a dessert lover with a knack for the finest of sweet treats. Well, say hello to the Brownie House, home of the best brownies ever. A family bakery dedicated to baking the world's best gourmet brownies, baked with premium imported chocolate, high-quality ingredients, and no preservatives. No prepackaged, pre-made, fake-tasting chocolate, no. These brownies are made from scratch, shipped nationwide, and delivered right to your door. And starting right now, you can head to yesbrownies.com and use the code PINEROOM, all caps, during checkout to receive 20% off your order. For the best brownies and more, take a trip to the Brownie House.
I was going to go around and get your favorite conspiracy theory in general of things that are in society.
Oh, I love one. I don't know the name of it. Oh, you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Well, 2 things. Neil deGrasse Tyson, I'm almost positive he's the one that talks about Physicist for Dummies. I think this is when he talks about it.
Right.
That if you go, this is kind of two-sided here, but he says if you go out onto a beach, and this, I don't even think this is a conspiracy. This is really just like how.
Yeah, or it can be just a fact. Like
two things. One, he says that if you go out onto a beach and you stick your finger in the sand and you pull your finger up and there's one little thing of salt or a grain of sand there, that's our solar system. And then if you look around, that's everything else out there in the world.
Yeah, so I did a blog post if you're interested in going on the
and then
Pioneer 2 Job, blogs.
I don't know if this is almost positive this is a theory. I don't know the name of it, though. They said, like, however many years back, we got so advanced, we just blew everything up and then had to restart.
Oh, you think we were a society before?
That's a strong
I believe that's like a possibility, right? Like, we've been here for so long.
So you could find, like, a fossil of, like a Bic lighter somewhere?
Like you're saying, like we've already had, like I'm saying we've already had these.
Yeah, so you think that's a theory, is that we existed before written history.
That's my thing. I just don't understand how that's not a possibility. We've been here for so long. How have we not advanced so far? we just blew everything up and had to start over again.
Well, I mean, you think about how many thousands of years it took us before we can even it could like irrigate farmland, and then once we did that, how close we were to making a car, and then how far from the car to the rocket ship.
Yeah, so isn't the like the whole thing like with three body problem? That's what you were explaining to me.
It's
over the next 10 years, it's going to be insane.
Exponential growth is incredible.
Just
like
multiplies quicker.
Yeah. But we did a blog. If you want to check out the blogs, Cooley just posted his. Or Cooley just got his posted today. Tyler Cooley, aka the greatest. Chris made one truth versus cliche. I did one about space, and I want to. You mentioned picking up a grain of sand. I
wanna start, do you guys ever like when the stars are unbelievable? Do you ever look up and your brain just starts hurting because you try to think about all of it?
That's
part
of what
I'm saying, dude.
Yeah. So here's a fact. I don't know if you read this, but. So this is what I wrote. Unlike anything comprehensible by the human mind, there is no scale to the universe, only what we can see. The observable universe is estimated to be 92 to 94 billion light years in diameter. And the reason that it is measured in light years is not something and not something smaller like miles is that astronomers found that rather quickly the number becomes far too large far too quickly. For reference, one light year is 6 trillion miles. Oh. So multiply that by 92 billion. So multiply 6 million by 92 billion, which is a lot. So not to mention the volume of the observable universe is 410 nanillion light years. So the cubic light years within what we can see is 410 with 30 zeros after it.
Do you think it ends?
So
no, we'll never be able to know. Our minds can't comprehend that.
In saying that, this is why what we can just see. So what we can't see, according to scientific estimates, which nothing is ever written in stone, puts the unobservable universe, what we can't see, at 23 trillion light years across or 15 million times bigger than what we can currently observe. So in layman's terms, that we can see a little bit over 0.4% of the universe.
Right.
0.4, not even a percent.
And yet people still will argue and say there's no chance that there's other life out there.
It's most ridiculous.
It's just beyond retarded theory.
Look,
and I'm not calling anybody one of those. It is just a retarded theory.
There might be other life forms on this planet. I mean, we haven't even seen a percentage of the
ocean.
There's
no doubt. Panspermia is a real thing, and there's no doubt we've got things from other planets, other systems that have come in here, whether it's microbes, whether it's
jellyfish.
Yes, whether it's wildlife of some kind that we don't know that looks prehistoric to us, or if it's people. It wouldn't surprise me if there are alien people amongst us. I've met some of them, probably.
To seeing all the ocean.
Yeah.
You're telling me there's
no, the ocean is the most unexplored thing on the entire Earth.
I mean, you think about all the ocean that we don't know. Think about all the space
and
that's
how deep
out there
it goes.
Know. I mean, for people to say that there's not a chance of alien life, or just it's not fathomable.
It is more ludicrous to say that there's not life out there than it is to say that there's little green men out there,
Matt,
which is not what we're saying.
As
but
Catholics, are we allowed to believe in science?
I think they frown upon it, but I mean, you have to meet it somewhere in the middle. Like, you got to use logic.
Saying.
Like, I mean, I observe a lot of the Catholic principles, but some of the stuff doesn't make sense. And some of it, they wanted people to suppress. They wanted to suppress you from learning, expanding your mind because you're a threat. The more you learn in the world, the more you're a threat to people.
Here's my thing. Yes, I believe in a God, believe in all of that, but how can you not believe that he didn't create more?
Yeah,
you know
absolutely.
What I mean? Like,
and you like if you think our species is his home run, I'm sorry. I doubt that. Now I know that goes against Catholic teaching. You know, we're supposed to be the civilized race of humans that God created, you know, out of his own likeness. So I guess that's kind of blasphemous that I said that. But it makes me question, though. Like, I mean, we have so many flaws in our everything, from our own health to our own mental makeup to our own behavior.
I'm a believer that I'm like, I don't know. I'm more of that. Like, as I've gotten older, I'm more of a I don't know. I hope there is, and I pray that there is something out there that when we pass on, we go to some fluffy place where everybody's happy and we get to see our pets and our. But I'm more of the we can't possibly know.
Jub, you know what else?
Can't know.
You know what else? Neil deGrasse Tyson talks about in that book, which I'm pretty sure is the same book. He said the smartest astrophysicist in the world. In the whole world, not just America, they've came to conclusion. Like, they can figure out how we got here to, like, down to like 99.99999. Like, it can get to that Big Bang Theory spot on. They can't find the last percentage.
Yeah.
Like, and you're telling me a higher being isn't the factor.
Those theories are amazing to me. And when you quote people like that or reference them, it is incredible the way that they talk about all the possibilities of how we've actually evolved. Like, there are people out there that believe that we literally could have evolved from literally sand in the ground. And to me, that's unfathomable. I'm sorry. I understand how animals evolve and how over time they develop, like elephants' trunks and all these different things and features to accommodate them in their lives. But how in the world somebody just pulled us up out of sand? There has to be someone there that did that. There's no way that they put these organs in our body just by chance or that just developed over time. There would never be enough. There would be no way of knowing what they're supposed to do. Like, you couldn't. Like, why do we have a pancreas? Why do we have lungs? Like, there had to be a battle plan there from a higher power, whether you believe it was a god or whatever. But the Big Bang Theory for me explains a lot, but it cannot explain the creation of man and the specialization of each and every species on this planet.
I think there's. I would not be out of the. I would not be. What am I looking for? I am of the persuasion that there is definitely some cosmic creator out there. Right. Do I think that he has a direct hand in like what we're talking about right now? I would say probably not. I would say like we evolved from the conditions that we were given. So I would imagine that if you would go to a planet thousands and thousands and thousands of light years, billions and trillions of light years away, there's not another one of this. There's not this around. I would say any other being on any other planet will look far beyond anything we could comprehend.
But do you think they used to look like us?
No. I would say we are one of one. Like, our species is one of one.
Yeah, so okay. I would agree with that.
So I believe in aliens?
Oh, 100%.
To put it short. So, but aren't you normally the kind of guy that's like, I need to see it to believe it?
I'm a guy... Ghosts, I'm out on.
That was my next point. Like, so if you can believe in it, why can't you believe in ghosts? Even because you haven't seen either of them.
There's scientific evidence to back up the fact that there is a high likelihood of there something being out there, given the scale of the universe and what I just said we can't see, put up against what we are. There's no one out there that has concretely, scientifically harnessed the power of a little ghost baby or
they've not been able to capture one. But spirits have been documented pretty strong.
And I don't disagree. If Soup takes a picture of a ghost, if you believe it is a ghost, I will that it's a ghost. But I am of the persuasion that until I find some sort of written or not written but recorded documentation of a scientific study of a ghost saying, I'm a ghost, I died, I'm here, I am...
You don't have one of those of aliens, do you, though? Like,
no, but I'm saying there's
I don't know. There's people that claim they've seen the alien bodies. I mean, literally testified to it.
I guess...
I mean, we haven't seen them.
I believe in both.
The realms of being are so different because to be a spirit and a ghost means you're intangible of this dimension. Like, you're intangible of what we are experiencing right now. So you're a part of something totally separate that we can't fathom. To be just of a living being, we just have to go through the same process that we went through, which is, I would imagine, a probability amongst the grains of sand on any beach in the universe when we're talking about the scale of planets that are out there, if that makes
sense. What part of the world has the most... extraterrestrial sightings?
South America, probably.
Yeah.
South America, parts of Asia, and then the Midwest here, but that kind of takes you down into New Mexico and the top of Mexico.
Why is that? Just because the way our...
I could be wrong about this, but it has something to do... I can't remember what they say. They're under the ground. So down in the Andes Mountains down through Chile, who they have tons of sightings. They believe these aliens are mining natural resources from our planet. Wow. Like, there's good, and there's deposits of a lot of this stuff in a lot of these hotbed areas. Like, natural resources, things they could be using to fuel ships or do, I don't know what.
And I'm of the thought, Cools, that if if there are aliens, we are like the chimp of the, like the caveman yeah, right. of the galactic society. Like if they looked like the anthill, we're an anthill
yeah.
compared to like a species that had, like we're just here puttering along.
It would be like Planet of the Apes. If yeah. the apes were primitive and we were imbeciles.
We're the idiots of the yeah. society. And they come down here and mess with us.
I got a question for you. All right. So you made a good point about, you think our species is one and only.
One of one.
Okay, so let me put this one in there. Time loop situation.
Ooh.
Job in another dimension. Ooh. Is he the same job or is he a job in a different world?
I think that
it's hard to grasp.
If there's is a multiverse,
right?
Then I guess that goes a little bit back of what I say.
Well, but I mean, it's for debate.
But I also think that I am one.
You're
of
the,
one.
Still the same. You're just in a different time
like,
period.
You're like there's different versions of me.
Like, is that still happening? That's something I can't grasp. Is that still happening on the same planet? Like. There's a version of us for doing what we did an hour and a half ago, coming into the studio in another. If you believe in that stuff,
do you?
Which is not impossible.
No,
it can't not be impossible.
I'm
not expecting an answer. I'm just trying to get the debate.
It's hard to put
in. Are they in a whole other galaxy?
No,
that's the question. We don't know. I'm asking.
Isn't it crazy?
Is it there's another duplicate of Earth?
Like, isn't it crazy that people actually study that daily?
I mean, the multiverse theory, I think, is something that Stephen Hawking came up with. He was something about multiverse with him. But that would be not another galaxy. I mean, it could be another galaxy yeah. within our own universe, but the more
same
probability
galaxy.
Would
our
be.
Our dimensions are. Go ahead.
Another dimension would be an exact copy of everything that ever has existed in our universe. So everything that we can possibly see and can't see is being duplicated into another.
How many universes do they say there are?
I mean, it can be endless. I mean, it could be me sitting here picking up my phone to me sitting here and like pissing on him. Like, I could be like Soup. We could be sitting here and you could have a wiener on your head.
In a different,
but we're having the exact
universe,
same conversation.
In a different
universe. But you have a wiener on your head.
Look, are they saying
I want to be in that world?
Are they saying
that's a world I'll pass on?
Are they saying that our galaxy? There's how many? Do we know how many galaxies there are?
Oh, I mean, it's countless. I mean,
they discovered
there's
many,
there are estimates, but
you can never.
I'll tell
it's
you,
impossible
I hate this
to
shit.
To.
Why? Does it make your head hurt?
I don't think I know enough about it, and I just hate it.
Nobody knows enough about it. I mean, no one can speculate. Even the guys who know a lot about it don't really know.
It's estimated between anywhere from 100 billion to 2 trillion
that's all?
Galaxies.
Yeah. Like when how TV many universes? Shows do
that's
this
a
shit.
Wide span. 100 billion to 2 trillion?
Well, yeah. There's no proof of there being a multiverse because there's no, we can't see another universe. We can see another galaxy, so there's no.
But don't you think
dude.
It's going to come to some point
dude,
where you're going to see your doppelganger
dude,
out there?
There has to be another universe.
There's a story of a woman. She
actually, I don't know. That's crazy.
I think she was
about.
In the UK, or maybe actually in the US, and she was walking, or she was riding her bike when she was a kid. She was like riding a bike, you know, playing ringing a bell, or you know, singing a song or something, riding a bike. And then 40 years later, that same woman was walking on the street and she sees a girl riding a bike, sing a song, ringing her bell, and goes the other direction. And people claim that sort of time loop happens over. I'm also of the thought that maybe we. This is another. You're not gonna like this one. You're not gonna like this one. That we are all the same incarnation of everybody. So
yeah, I'm not saying he doesn't like that.
I am
like that
him.
Either.
I can't get that one.
So, like,
but I get what you're saying.
Like, there was I can't remember what video it was. It was like, and before you excel into like a godly being, you have to experience the life of everybody that's ever existed.
So there's some Hitler in all of us.
That, yeah, but not like in you, but like.
No, I know what you're saying.
I guess then you technically are.
Job, people keep getting born.
So, there's another iteration of this where okay. I'm you.
So at one point,
no,
I
know what
Hitler.
You're saying, but
huh?
So at one point, I was Hitler.
You're whatever soul
Jump,
you could
how
be
long would that
thing
could,
is in you.
Oh my God,
Jump, people keep getting born. So how
be
would that
longer
it would
than
never
your
end.
DNA code, which is like endless?
I don't know,
Jump. You would have to live every person.
You'd have to live every person. Then once you're done living every person, you excel.
Then it's over. That's only about
you like
job.
Rise into Jump, another
job.
Then how did the first God get there? Because then.
That's no, right, cool. I used to ask that question back in Catholic school. Who created God? Like, it's like it's an unthinkable question. We can never understand it.
What if this
never
is all,
will figure it out?
What if this is all simulation?
What if it was a dream? Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
What if you get out of this? What if
somebody was playing a video game of our lives?
Yeah, you get out of here and you get hit by a bus, and then like you get hit, it goes dark, and then you open your eyes and you
reset
and you take a headset off and. They go, all right, Brian, you lost your life. Time to go back in.
I'd literally punch the person.
But you remember it. You remember it up until a certain point, and then like once you get out, you remember why you're doing that. Maybe you're the people from the three body problem. You're trying to find a problem with something.
How about Peripheral? That show. Did you watch that?
Wait.
The Peripheral.
Wait.
It's on Apple.
I feel like, who's in that?
Chloe Grace.
Yeah.
So when they put those Sims on, they go into that real world.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
So you would get hit by a bus, and then you take the thing off, and then all of a sudden you would remember, okay, this is what I was doing. Time to go into another one, and then you put it on, and you forget what your job was before.
Dude, that makes me sick. How do you eat?
That's why people go into some like with mental issues like psychosis, like, and they believe that kind of thing. And
hey, without spoiling anything, anyone seen Don't Worry Darling?
Don't worry, darling.
You
wait,
gotta
watch. Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Florence Pugh
and Harry Styles.
Yeah,
oh.
Cool's got
Hannah.
You
and I
watch
watched
that.
It. Hannah, I watched
that's
it.
An I loved it.
Didn't expect that one.
It's awesome. Did
did
you
not
like
expect
it?
That one? Yeah, I did like it.
All right,
yeah.
Man.
Did that have something to do with it? With this?
On the train of what we're talking.
Is it? Is it a movie?
Yes.
I mean, I like Florence Pugh. I usually would watch
she's really
she's
good.
In. So, one last question if the moderator wants to jump. But
Jeff,
I
got to leave in 10 minutes if that's okay.
What time is it?
4:40.
We've been
let's
going
go.
For a while. Anyway.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of these studies where there's a photo back from 1920 and there's a person appearing with a brand new pair of Oakley sunglasses and a smartphone?
I haven't seen that.
And
then
the photos are not faked.
I think that's the same guy that has like it looks like he has a graphic key on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. A graphic
no,
like
I
a band
tee.
There's people say it's proof.
There's like pictures
there's been
of
time travelers.
Of like ladies walking by like an old time camera.
Like
they have
Victorian
a cell
style dress in the time period, and then there's some dude that doesn't fit. You could find a picture, I'm sure.
There's
really
one
easy.
Where a lady's walking down the street in the background of some old timey thing, and she looks at something and she goes like this, and it looks like she's on a cell phone.
I don't believe that for a second.
But I mean, they have like experts saying these were not fake. There's all X, Y, and Z reasons why this cannot be an imposter or faker.
If they're smart enough to time travel, though, wouldn't they be smart enough not to just whip their phone out and take a phone call in the middle of a crowd?
Here's also my thought on that too. If time traveling. I'm assuming it hasn't been invented yet because I always tell myself I'll lay in bed and I'll go, okay, if time travel is a thing and I could do it in the future, I would come back to right now. So like if we're in the future and I'm thinking,
well, what if you're just not able to?
Yeah, that is true. But like if I'm thinking old soup, like, hey, Soup, we could go back and prove ourselves wrong that we were time traveling. And then you just type in.
Yeah, but then you fuck up the whole timeline, and then you won't get back.
Yeah,
to that
maybe
point
there's
anymore.
Maybe
there has
there's
to be rules.
Heavy laws,
dude. There has to be rules with time traveling.
So like right now, we're talking in future's happening right now,
and we're
now.
Like we can't go back to and do that. Like we can't go back to in that room.
Jarrett and I always say that when you are on a flight, go read Cooley's blog, and you can read about how he sleeps on flights. Sleeping is like time travel. So like when you put your head down on the tray in the plane, Jarrett and I go, he's already in Florida right now.
I like that.
Yeah.
I can't sleep on planes.
He's already there.
Button.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do take a nap just so I get closer to whatever time I want to be at.
If you could, so there's a book, Matt, you might know what this is. I think it might just be called The Butterfly Effect, and they go back in time and they hunt dinosaurs, but they have a select path that they can't leave.
Right.
And they walk on the path, and one guy jumps off the path and he steps on a butterfly, and they get back into the future, and it totally ruined the whole timeline. If you had the chance to, like, if they said, Cools, hey, you know, we knew by Little Tyke, they have a My Hunter time traveler, and you can go back and you can kill a dinosaur for $1,000.
Do I know?
I watched Jurassic Park. I ain't trying.
Yeah,
am I taking the risk of the butterfly effect?
If you happen to like get pushed off, stumble off, swat a gnat.
Honestly, I'm not that interested in killing a dinosaur, so probably not.
What if you could have a T-Rex?
I'm not interested in killing anything.
What if you could have a T-Rex in your house?
Head over your fireplace.
What would I get out of that?
Be cool.
be terrified.
You get a lot of women.
Real quick, back to your ghost thing. What's your proof to that they're real?
He said real quick.
I don't have proof for any of it.
But I'm saying, why do you say they're real?
I just think that there's unlimited possibilities. If you sit here and tell me that you think time travel and all that is real, I don't see how you can possibly cross something off.
I just think
spirits of our own world have got to be very possible.
There's
like,
science.
I don't think it's like just like a white ghost that looks like a bed sheet.
You don't think it's like Casper?
No, he's not. Waiting.
Slimer on Ghostbusters? Yeah.
I don't think that. But like, I don't know.
So if you die, is there a difference between you going to the big man, to the bad man, or a ghost?
Yeah, what do you mean? Like,
do you get to choose, or is there a difference?
I think
maybe you're trapped.
Something in your life decides that.
So, like,
I don't know what that
maybe
is.
Maybe you, like, we got sushi and we haven't eaten it yet.
Yeah.
And you die. You go to the bathroom and you get sucked in the toilet and you die.
And I become a ghost because I was
because you
hungry.
Just were still you wanted the
I
sushi.
I don't think you could get sucked in there. The hole's not big enough in the toilet.
Yeah, he'd get sucked in. But I'd say I wouldn't time travel. I'd go forward. I wouldn't go backward, though.
Why the fuck would you go forward?
Because forward, you can't really mess anything up.
Yeah, but you'd miss out on stuff. What
no,
you
if I could come back. No, like, no. I would go forward to come back. Like, I want to go forward. I would want to go forward, like...
I'm going to ask you all this stuff, everything?
400 years, and I want to see what things are like.
Well, that's different.
Well, everything's probably rubble by then, though. But...
Yeah.
That could fuck something up.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, because it's a butterfly effect. Like, it...
Reverse butterfly effect.
Is that a thing?
It would have
to. I guess it could be, but it's hard to think about. So if you went and traveled up in time, you vacated your life here. Mm-hmm. So that could affect things. Yeah, like what if... All right, this could get really dark.
Yes,
I better not start down this road. I might upset some people.
I get what you're saying.
But like... all right, here's one. You go to another... You go up in time. No one knows you went. You're just gone from this earth. No one can find you. Your parents are distraught. Your brother's distraught. Your friends and family are distraught. One of us gets so upset we jump off a building and just we can't get over it. And when there's no explanation, authorities can't find you. I mean, they're that changed future right
well, I
there.
I guess that.
That's just.
But example. But do your direct effects like if okay? So here's what you'd have to also consider too is. Oh boy. We're weaving the threads here. All right. If I'm now.
Okay.
And right now I just hit my phone and I time traveled 10 years to Main Street. And I went out.
Still potholes.
Yeah. And I went out and I took a handful of nails and I threw them out in front of the yard and a car hit them and they crashed, blew up, hit a building. The building explodes. Hundreds of people die. Now, if we go and I come back immediately, I come back, I'm here. 10 years later,
you could make sure they weren't there.
But how would? Oh man,
what do you mean?
Don't even
what?
Start
this. No, go
but
ahead.
10 years later, you're if we're in that scenario, sleep. We sit there and we wait. Would we see me, little me, like young me, run out there and throw the nails?
100%.
I would say probably.
And you could just make sure that it didn't happen.
Probably not because you're actively looking to go do it. And I feel like that would fuck it up.
Like, if I saw myself, it would, like, short out.
Yeah, because, like, if the little you looked around and didn't see you, like, I feel like you actively looking for it would change the whole course.
Dude, that makes my head hurt.
Depends
wait,
on
no,
how
wait,
much
wait,
you're
no.
wanting you
no,
knew.
That's a paradox then, because then when I went through the nails, I would turn around and I would see us all out there looking for
right.
me.
Right, you would know.
You wouldn't.
Bullshit, I wouldn't.
It hasn't happened yet.
But it's 10 years, so it would happen.
But you don't know that. How do you know that?
This is hurting my head.
Yeah.
Shut it down,
it's a fascinating discovery and discussion.
Well, listen, I get it's a hassle. Email's dying. But send us an email.
Email's dying.
Or like on social media.
I wish my emails
email.
At work would die.
Yeah, me too. I have 53,000 in my Hotmail.
Jesus.
I sign up for things just so I can get
my dad's got like 890,000.
I remember.
And I delete them off once a year. It takes me days.
But send us either like an interesting fact or a thought about what we've talked about, like a topic. Give us something, please.
Yes.
I know that it takes a little bit of time, but just DM us, send us an email or something.
We'll
email's great because like we know you like actively want that to be part of the show. If you DM us and just say, ha ha, like wieners, balls, then that's like, We can't talk about that, but give us something,
yeah,
please.
Even if you don't want to type, make a little video clip and send it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Just yell at us and tell us we're idiots.
Ooh, if you have any ghost experience or... Okay, well, this is great. If you have any ghost experience, ghost evidence, pictures, videos, or you ever want to explain a story, send it to us and we'll put it like right here on the and we'll react to it.
We'd love
on
to
the on the
feedback.
Show. That'd be great. Oh man. All right.
I'm scared.
Pine Room, myself, Soup, Matt, Cooley, we're gonna eat sushi now. thanks for joining us here. Pine Room episode 118 or 19. I don't remember which
one. You better
one
give
it
a bow if you're gonna eat sushi.
Yes. Yeah. And then if we're time traveling,
may the force be with us.
Yeah, all right.
See you next week.
Goodbye.